Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of winning customer service for better resident retention at multifamily assets. Joining me today in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Tierra Dotson, a senior regional manager with TWG and the founder of HOPS, Helping Other People Succeed. Welcome, Tierra.
Welcome, Paul. Thank you.
So before we started the show, you were telling me that you felt like the climate has kind of changed in multifamily when it comes to customer service.
Yes.
And tell us, just for the benefit of our listeners, what do you feel that change is?
I feel like it really has changed probably within the last 2 years, you know, since COVID has hit. I feel like organizations and businesses have employees who have lost that touch of customer service, mainly because they have the ability now to work from home. Mm-hmm. And I just want us to get back to the basics, understanding that we should be able to provide customer service even without our actual customer seeing us, and in some cases not being engaged. Mm-hmm. And that's a vital, really the most important thing is customers. And I know we talk about revenue, and I know we talk about how we can lease up, and even with HOPS, how we can market. But if you are not presenting yourself, you know, that first engagement, that first encounter, nothing will be successful.
And when it comes to what reasons for the change, the most obvious thing to think of is the pandemic.
Most certainly, Paul. And you're exactly right.
Do you think that this was kind of customer service was starting to change prior to the pandemic, and that just exacerbated the issue?
Yes. And not to sound malicious or anything, I just feel like we are moving to a place of social media, right? So let's not even touch on the pandemic right now. Let's just talk social media world. Mm-hmm. You have the loss of communication and customer service because now we're able to text, or more of the emailing. Sometimes you just have people that use certain programs, right? And then on top of that, the pandemic hit. And now we're like, okay, now let's just see if our employees or partners can do this job from home, right? And now it's the initial meet and greet. Hi, how are you, Paul? How is that today? Sometimes you get the, hi, how can I help you? So, you know, I just encourage people to make sure that you're smiling and making sure that the other person on the end should be treated like they're actually in your presence.
Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, it's part of the bad rap that we've got going with the pandemic and what it's caused is that disconnect.
Yes.
And that,
yes,
disconnect that people went from doing things all in person to, you know, doing things virtually, whether it's virtual touring or whether it was virtual having call centers.
Yes.
And it kind of took out of the equation that customer service. Is that what you're saying?
You're exactly right. So, I mean, in property management world, I have over 20 years of doing this. And you have some properties that literally, soon as you get to the property and you walk into their main center, they have a computer system. And it literally gives you a tour guide. It literally tells you what units to pick, show the model. It has the rent. It has certain guidelines, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's fabulous for certain people. But what about if I'm from out of town? Like right now I live in Indiana. Mm-hmm. I'm in Indianapolis, and this is my first time in Houston. So now if I go to shop a community, what about if I want to ask certain questions? All I'm faced with is a computer system. that's something that, yes, we market and we see if that's working for other industries or if that's working for the market. And you have a lot of people that say, well, it is. However, it's not. Some people literally like to have the person to person. Now, I'm not saying that you should staff all these people if the computer's doing the job. It's just like the banks. Mm-hmm. It's just like Walmart. Walmart recently got rid of a lot of cashiers and they're doing self-service. But pay attention to one thing that Walmart does. Even though they got rid of a lot of the cashiers, they still have one or two people who is there to guide you and help you. And I feel like that's what we're missing. Mm-hmm. I feel like we should still have somebody that's there to help guide if you have questions. Because, you know, I know budgets is a big thing. But that's just something that we need to make sure. We have to make sure we're back to the basics with customer service. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I'm seriously. Anybody can challenge me and say, oh, no, this works. And I'm still going to tell you no. I've done my research. I've did my percentages. I do the marketing. I know that staff has to be trained with customer service and knowing the objective of it to be successful in any industry.
Yeah, and I think customer service is part of a winning formula, obviously, for trying to keep your existing residents there, which we're going to talk a little bit about resident retention later in the show. But let's talk. We've got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you see that you think can be improved, and then we'll delve into it in other segments as well.
Just making sure that you are treating the other person, whether over the phone or in person, making sure that they feel valued. You always have to remember that anytime somebody is providing a service, they would like to get revenue, right? Mm-hmm. And if I'm the person that's going somewhere and I'm looking for anything to spend my money at, I want to make sure I'm asking enough questions and I'm getting the respect and I am valued as a customer. And I feel like we need to make sure that we understand that. First impressions are everything. Everything. I always tell clients that their employees should understand. If somebody walk in and they're on the phone, that person on the phone is the most important person. You can simply just say, please have a seat to the other person and I'll be with you. Multitasking is good, except when you are already dealing with a customer and then you have somebody walking in. Because again, we just want to feel value. We want to be as important as anyone else that walks in the room or calls.
You know, I remember prior to the pandemic, taking for a designation with NAA in the CAMS testing.
Yes,
there was a whole segment in that group about how you interact with customers. You want to make them feel engaged. You want to be able to body language, not fold your arms, cross your arms, look them in the eye. Take notes so that they know what they're saying is important. All these things. What have you found and how do you train your people on that?
Yes, I start off with making sure that it is very much eye contact. Making sure, again, that they are the priority. Making sure that you are listening and not quick to speak. Because sometimes you'll hear, like, we have a lot of tax credit units in our company. And sometimes people already will tell you their income. And if you're listening and don't feel like you're in a rush, you will catch that maybe they're over income or that they're under income. It's very, very important to recap at the end. And I like to do like a follow-up, just making sure that with anything, if somebody say, no, this is not for me, you know, you follow up quarterly to feel like they are, oh, I forgot about that. But you know what? Let me see if they're still available. Let me see. You might not know how important that is to somebody else. And also, you never know what somebody's going through. So just a sense of presence and them feeling like people can really see if you are excited about what you do for a living. It literally shows. So I think that that is important and just show that presence. And I don't say this to be mean, but if you're not happy where you're at, please find somewhere else where you are so that you can be the person that organization needs, even as an entrepreneur, I hear everybody say, I can't work for other people. Well, you do when rules and regulations come in, but you're still going to be working for consumers, even if it's your own company. And even with HOPS, I have to understand that it's still consumers that I'm giving to, and the consumers is what makes the organization.
So an easy rule of thumb to remember would be be excited about what you're doing.
Very excited.
Make sure that customer knows you're excited about
yes.
it.
And it shows.
And make them feel like they're the most important person
the most
in the room.
Important, yes.
Or
the
on the
most.
Phone.
The most important in the room and on the phone. I guarantee you they're going to remember that. Just simply saying, how was your day? Or, you know, if you're clicking between screens, and if you can just say, so how was your weekend in the midst of it? Everything don't have to be so cut and dry.
Right. Not scripted.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it here for this segment. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Rev, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book Rev's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let Rev drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let Rev be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire Rev today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of winning customer service for better resident retention at multifamily assets. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Tierra Dotson, a senior regional manager with TWG and founder of HOPS, Helping Other People Succeed. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide guest ideas, show topic ideas, suggestions, or just listen in the archives of episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Tara, we talked a lot in the first segment about the situation, I guess the situation that was causing some of the things you were seeing in customer service not being at the level it probably needed to be. And I think you can make suggestions to people about possibly what to do and so forth. But the key probably is consistency.
Most certainly, Paul.
So tell me a little bit about why that's important, as well as how can you maintain that?
Look at it this way. Consistency is probably most importantly for fair housing reasons as well, because you never know who you're getting, right? So you want to make sure that if friends know each other and somebody is calling the property or calling an industry and you're providing information, or no, you do not have something available, but then somebody else come in and mysteriously you do, that's not consistency.
Right.
As a professional, you want to always stay consistent. If I am getting your name and number and where you work at when you first walk in and somebody else come in and I'm like, no, I don't, we immediately take them to a model unit, that is not being consistent. Mm-hmm. Consistency is following the lease, the rules and the regulations, policies and procedures. Outside of the apartment world, policies and procedures are key. That is being consistent. A huge one is your office hours. I stress this till I'm blue in the face. Office hours is consistency. Why? Because when people come, they expect for you or somebody to be there. So if your office hours is 8 to 5, right, and you're closed from lunch 12 to 1, that should show. That is a part of consistency. If you are not going to be there that day, your maintenance or another employee should be able to post the hours and say that you're not there. Vendors, when vendors is coming out, you need to show if your maintenance tech or if somebody else is in the office is not there. Consistency is making sure that consumers have a way to get in touch with you if you're not there. Even calling, even updating the website if you don't have the two bedroom, two bath with the loft. Those are just ways of consistency, and that will eliminate a lot of the frustration that future residents or consumers have when they're coming to your apartment or coming to your place of business.
You know, when you mentioned office hours, the thought went that I had, I was visiting an apartment property a couple of weeks ago, actually, and I had an appointment to go see the person there, and the office was closed. And, you know, what ended up happening was that they were short-staffed because someone was ill, or in many situations that we're finding now in the industry, there's people have left the business or yes. moved on, and they haven't had a chance to fill the position or have been unable to fill the position, so that they're short-staffed. And how do you, if that's going to be something that we're dealing with going forward for a period of time until it stabilizes, how do you get that consistency when in that case? What do you recommend?
Let me say something. It is a difference between a job and a career. Mm-hmm. Somebody that has a job would not think outside the box to say if it's in their control, they will notify their maintenance tech. They would notify their assistant manager. They're going to notify somebody in that office to say, hey, I had an appointment with somebody and I'm not going to be able to make it. Can you please make sure you follow up? Can you please let them know I'll be back this time? Can you please put a sign on the door? Those are people that's in their careers, right? People that's in their jobs, they're just not going to say anything. My point is communication. Even if you are in a one office, I know this people might pose the question, yeah, Tierra, that sounds good, but literally it's 75 units here. It's just me and my maintenance tech. Well, if your maintenance tech is not done that out that day that you're out, they can simply write a note on a blank piece of right. paper and post it on the door. They can simply, when somebody comes in, we have so many maintenance guys that are at properties and it's just them, and our office hours are set up a little different because our managers hold two apartments at one time throughout the week. And so it's like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday. My point, Paul, is that when our maintenance guy is there, he or she is trained that, hey, you caught that word, trained, yeah. that they can just put a note up, or they can just write down the name and number and say, unfortunately, Tierra is not in today. Something happened, but I will make sure that they're followed up. Or Tierra can call and say, hey, Mike, making up Mike, can you please notify Paul that I will not be in, a family emergency came up.
Right.
Again, it's back to the training. Again, it's back to, if this is what you love to do, it will show.
Yeah. And in this particular instance that I mentioned earlier where I was in an apartment, I believe that at that day, the manager who I was supposed to have an appointment with was the only person there other than maybe some maintenance people who are out on site. And so what was interesting, because I waited to see her outside in my car, but two other people came up to the door and were knocking on the door. There was a sign on the door that says, open, come in, but the door was locked. And you call the number, and there was nobody answering on the phone. So it, just the simple act of putting a note on the door saying out until this time.
That don't hurt. And can I ask you a question, Paul? Mm-hmm. How did that make you feel? Because you're a busy guy. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to quit assuming that people that's just coming by our place of work or place of professions or apartments, they're not busy.
Right.
Again, they're the consumers. And we have to stress this. The reason why everybody is in service is because of consumers. How did you feel about that?
I did not feel like I was important.
Did they ever follow up back with you? Even after, let's just say, 48 hours? Or has anybody ever reached out to you to this day?
Well, as far as what happened was, I waited until she returned, and then I got to see her, and she was very apologetic. But she didn't say, well, I'm sorry I didn't leave a note on the door, or I'm sorry I didn't email you to let you know I was not going to be here at the time or whatever. So, you know, I was able to achieve what I needed to achieve to meet with her and talk to her, but it was not a good experience.
It's
obviously,
that first
I'm talking
impression.
About it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And that is key. That is key. I challenge any company. Oh, it sounds so easy. I mean, when people are sick, they're not going to get out their bed, and they're not going to, you know, go and write a note. Or when they're, you know, I can hear somebody saying, now, that sounds real simplistic to hear, but I'm the only one. Trust me, if you are happy about what you're doing and you love your career that you're in, when an emergency happens, the first thing you're going to think about is, oh my God, I have 10 appointments. How can I make sure that I don't lose those 10 future residents? How can I make sure that I don't lose those 10 clients? I lost my mom in July and unexpectedly. And literally in South Bend from Indiana is like a 3-hour difference. And granted, I'm not on property every day, but I still made sure to notify people. I still made sure to say, hey, if this happened, you know, we have to treat people like they're valuable. We have to know the difference. And I don't care how you look at it. It starts back from customer service. And if companies are not out here making this their priority outside of NOIs and, you know, fancy laptops when people come in, trust me. When regionals or owners are asking questions about why the percentage is going down, why we're not meeting goals, it's going to come back to customer service and going on Google or looking at the reviews and saying, hey, she's never there. Mm-hmm. Nobody followed up with me.
Yeah. And we've got about 2 minutes left in this segment, but my listeners are probably tired of hearing this from me, but I'm a dinosaur. I'm an old guy. I remember in the industry when if you wanted to go find an apartment, you would go to the grocery store and there'd be a magazine there and that's how you would go find it. There was no such thing as internet or social media to be able to do it. But today, that is what drives traffic to your properties. And if you're not consistent about having people there and being prepared to interact with them, that's going to be detrimental to your leasing efforts.
You're right, but let me pose this. I hear you say what a lot of people say when I'm dealing with clients, right? Social media is what's driving them here. We have to make sure that the website is updated. We have to make sure that we're marketing, right? Go back to that example that you were just talking about, CAM, and all the different things mm-hmm. that you learn. I'm CAM certified as well. Remember, they teach us from the basics, acting like they want you to get the NOI without going to the computer. Remember that?
Right.
They want you to act like we're not in 2022. They want you to know formulas like if the system crashed tomorrow. I pose the same thing for when people are talking about social media. Your staff and people who work for your company should act like we are back 20 plus years ago. And how can you retain your traffic without social media?
Fantastic. That's a great way to end this segment. We are going to be back with much more on this topic right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of winning customer service for better resident retention at multifamily assets. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Tierra Dotson, a senior regional manager with TWG and the founder of HOPS, Helping Other People Succeed. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible, eConserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties, and CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Terry, I know during the break you mentioned that you had some stories that you could share with our listeners, who, by the way, love to learn by listening to stories because they can kind of picture themselves. If this happened on my property, what would I do? So tell us some of the things that you think are important that they know.
This is probably one of, talking about consistency, this is one of the issues that always arise, and that's resident issues. And I'm going to say this. I am a person of documentation. I am a person of black and white. And what I mean by that is when everybody starts with the company, especially in property management, we have our little lovely, probably 40 page of something that's called a lease. Mm-hmm. It is very, 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 very important when somebody moves in that we go over that. I always tell my managers probably the most important outside of collection of rent is your rules and regulations, right? Because anytime a resident have an issue, that's what we should always reference. The number one thing that a lot of properties will notice when they're dealing with complaints is neighbors bickering, the back and forth. Jane did this and Sam did this, and they have unauthorized occupants, and they have a dog that they shouldn't be there, and the kids stump all night and X, Y, and Z, right? So it's interesting because I manage 30 properties in 5 states. Mm. And so this morning driving, I had one of my lovely property managers call me because she's going to issue a non-renewal. And it is because of all the noise and unoccupants of another tenant. And the tenant below her, is constantly complaining. It's an everyday issue. And I said to my manager, I said, you know this. I said, where should we start from? She's like, well, I want to do the non-renewal. Okay, when is her lease expiring? And she told me in June. Well, that's about 90 days away. So do you have all your documentation, right? And when you sent out the lease violations, do they match what the complaints are? So we have what's called a resident complaint form. And they always come into the office and they will, the residents are allowed to use these forms, right? And that's how we do our lease violations. And usually after three lease violations, we will go to the next step. Well, the resident above, below knows this. And so she goes into the office and she's like, listen, I've came and I've done three of these resident complaints. So now I want Tierra gone. Let's just use me. Mm. I want her gone now. It's unauthorized occupants. It's drama. I mean, noise. The kids are going back and forth and I want her gone. Well, of course, the manager cannot speak on Tierra and what issues they're handling. And so at this point, my manager knows to do a non-renewal. And I told her, in the instance that it's getting too bad and now you have police runs, we just need to ask for a 30-day, right? Now, let's keep that issue right there. That's just the general, right? Mm-hmm. We have people, noise, X, Y, and Z, this, that, and the other. Well, now we have a flood that has happened at another property, right? And it happened because somebody was in the tub and was sleeping, whatever, in the tub, and the water overflowed. So now the water has trickled down to a unit under them. The resident decides to go upstairs and cause an altercation. Mm. In the middle, Paul, of the water coming down. Nobody thought to, hey, let's call emergency maintenance. Let's get somebody over here ASAP. It is literally a brawl. Another resident calls the police. This is after hours. We get our on call. And now somebody calls the manager. The manager has to come to the property. After everything is resolved, not immediately, because, you know, now it's ongoing, we now have to handle the residents. The resident upstairs was at fault because the water, but the resident below, really, there was no knee accident. There was no need for you to go upstairs and be so aggressive to this resident because it was actually an accident. Unfortunately, at that point, I just told my manager we probably need to get rid of both of them. Mm. And simply because it was causing so many issues. I mean, it just went bigger and bigger. So I know somebody can be thinking, well, Tierra, in that case, the documentation wasn't there because there wasn't a problem with neither resident. You're exactly right. But people have to understand that when you have two situations of that instance and now it's just getting bigger and bigger, to eliminate both, we just ask both of them to leave. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's a constant issue. But again, you're always going to notice, I'm going to always go back to documentation. You should never be sending out lease violations if it don't come from the lease. You should not. You just should not be having generic letters. Everything should come from the lease when you're sending out for these resident issues, non-renewals. If you know that your resident who you want to non-renewal, the lease is going to be up in August, you should give them a 60-day notice to let them know. You have to be very careful with he say, she say. I tell everybody that because when you go into apartments, you have to know that it's apartment living for a reason. So I am very, very strict when it comes to the documentation and making sure that they understand. You know, it's one thing from communicating. It's another thing from comprehending. You can communicate all day long, Paul, but if a person don't comprehend what you're saying, we miss the mark.
Yeah. So how do you improve that comprehension?
Making sure that training is involved and you understand. I have this thing that when I'm replying to an email or when I'm talking to somebody, again, business or in my daytime job, I always say, did that make sense? Did you comprehend that? And I'm not saying that to be rude or anything. I just want to make sure that you're comprehending because some people can read things and still not comprehend what it's saying. And that's a level of training that companies need to make sure that they have.
Yeah. Now that certainly is something. And that consistency in the documentation is something. Now, let me ask you this question. When you find that you have somebody who is not being consistent, how do you work through that with them? How do you make them comprehend and understand? I know it's training,
yeah.
But obviously if everybody's getting trained and there's still things that are fall through the cracks, which happens in
all the time.
In almost every company.
Yeah.
You know, how do you deal with that?
You believe it or not, you can call anybody and ask them about me. I role play. Mm-hmm. I am really a role player. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm Johnny, you Megan. You know, let's walk through this. At some point, it's like anything else. Unfortunately, this is probably the toughest of my job is disciplinary actions, because you don't want to do that. You want people to stay and you want them to build and you want them to grow. But if I'm constantly, and I've documented the training and I've documented what we did and I've did the follow up, and you have to understand, I'm a person that's in it. So I'm happy to say I started off as a leasing agent before I got to the point that I am. So I know the insides and outsides of the resident issues. And I know sometimes things are going to arise that's not in your lease. But if you are getting the consistency and you have the support and somebody have role played and somebody has... Unfortunately, we're going to have to go to the next step. And that's the step that nobody likes. And that's the disciplinary action, you know, and provide coaching. Coaching is huge on that. Provide a 30-day plan, provide assistance. So when you say it don't work like anything else, you feel good to say, I've tried everything with here and it's just not working.
Yeah. Yeah. And and again, the current status in 2022 of the job market.
Yes.
It's hard to find good people.
Yes.
And so if you have somebody that is 95% there, you want to work with them as much as you possibly can.
Work with them and call HOPS, and that's when I can come in and assist.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I know how to get to people in ways that other people have not. The formula of just being who I need to be, because I've been there. Mm-hmm. And understanding this is not cliche. There's no dollar amount that you can put. It still is going to come from that person. Is this really what I'm meant to do?
Yeah.
It goes back to the job versus the career, Paul. It really does. Because people have to, you know, I can't teach you integrity.
Right.
That just has to be something that's in you. So if you know that you sign up for this, you have to want to stay in this. And sometimes, most of the times, it starts from the top up. So sometimes the top have to be trained too, because let's just say they got put in a position, but they've never done property management.
Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about this when we get back. We're going to have to break it in just a second. But we've talked about the fact that things have changed with the industry, and we're been mainly talking about downstream
mm-hmm.
at the site level,
mm-hmm.
But corporately.
Yes.
There's been changes that people have to get used to and have to adapt new ways of doing things. Let's talk about that when we get back. We're going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of winning customer service for better resident retention at multifamily assets. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Tierra Dotson, a senior regional manager with TWG, the founder of Hops, helping other people succeed. So right before the break, we were talking about some of the things that have changed. We've been mainly talking about downstream at the site level, but corporately things have changed as far as tell us about what you've seen there.
A lot of open positions.
Yeah.
One thing that the pandemic has taught people is, whether it's good or bad or worked for them or not, I can't go into, is entrepreneurship and feeling like they can do this on their own. So you have a lot of open vacancies at the top. You have a lot of people with, through the pandemic that's like, yeah, this isn't for me, or I don't want to adapt to the change. Because right or wrong, if your company went through something or not, change had to come about this. Mm-hmm. And sometimes at the higher levels, people just don't want to change. And if I'm at the higher level and don't want to change, how am I going to be able to get my staff and the people that's on ground to change? And I want to make sure before I go on to talk about another topic that I stress the importance of our on-site staff, our maintenance staff, even our vendors. Because if it was not for them, our companies would not be that. So everybody talks about corporate. And my president at the company, she says it so well that, you know, corporate is just like the support staff. But it's really the on ground, the infield people that would not make our company successful if we did not have them.
Yeah.
So sometimes we do need to look at ourselves and we do need to take on ideals and the respect of the field, because they're seeing it day in and day out. So I really wanted to just touch on that.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, corporate folks had the opportunity during the heat of the pandemic to be able to work from home or whatever. But the on-site people are essential workers.
Yes.
They had to be there
yes.
for the most part
yes.
and show up. So, all right, let's talk a little bit. We've got about 6 minutes left in this segment before I want to transition into something else. Tell us a little bit about language techniques.
I know during this time with you, Paul, which has been great, I've been talking a lot about customer service and being consistent in resident issues. I want to talk about how to deal with the language techniques during that. The same way that I talked about smiling and making sure that we provide the customer service, we have to make sure that we're watching our tone with that. Because again, you can be smiling and your tone can be giving off another, something else that they're like, maybe is she being mischievous? That's kind of sarcastic, or I don't know how to take that person. So we need to make sure that, our tone is intact when we're dealing with anybody, especially through emails, especially when you're replying back to a future tenant about questions, or, you know, we can't make them feel like, oh my God, I already answered that question for you. Oh my God. You know, we tell people, if you have any other questions, please give us a call back or please email me back. And then the moment that they do that, Paul, we're like, well, yeah, I answered that the first time. You know, again, sometimes people process things different or comprehend things different. So I want to make sure that the tone is something that we always make sure that we're being acceptable for people. Being direct but professional. I am a very, very direct person. Very, very direct. But I'm very, very professional in my directness. I want to make sure that you understand the two. I will say, if I've already told you that, so you know this answer. Where did you find this at? You know, let's research this together and then you tell me. I am the type of person that when you're calling me and asking me a question, I want to make sure that you understand it as well. So I'm being direct with it, but I'm also being professional. And I know people are like, professional is key too. We have to be professional when we're dealing with other people. And that can be so simply as when somebody's walking in, we don't have files on our desk, or we don't have food everywhere. You know, these are basic leasing 101, if you know, for those that have been in the industry forever. So we just want to make sure that we're being direct and we're being professional. Body language, you know, come on in. I'm here to help you, but I'm like slouched.
Yeah.
Come on in, but I'm looking at you just dead stare. And I'm like, okay. You know, I go into places because I'm just a people's person. I go into places and I'm like, hi. And they're just sitting there, how can I help you? I'm like, oh, okay. You know, body language is very, very, very important. And again, we want to make sure that our customers feel that, that they're wanted. And I'm not, I know we're talking about property management, but I feel like this should be anywhere. If you work at McDonald's, you should be able to have great customer service, body language, your tone, be direct, and making sure that you have that eye contact. So it's just not one place. It's all over that we need to make sure we're utilizing these language techniques. I talked about communication already. Communication is a good one, making sure that you're understanding and comprehending what is asked or what is needed. And then being polite. People, it's not about you. It's not.
It's not personal.
It is not personal. Mm-hmm. It's not personal. And I had to learn that. I do not want to sit here like I haven't had challenges myself. Like I was just coming out and I've been perfect. No, it is not personal, guys. It is strictly business. So we need to make sure that we are polite, because even if we go back to the top, you know, the top is what's leading us. And sometimes they have to make hard decisions and they're not in the boardroom making it a personal decision. It's strictly just business.
Right. Hey, we've got about 2 minutes left before I want to transition, but I want to just pose to you a situation that I'm sure happens at properties across the country on almost a daily basis when it comes to tone and how to deal with customers. And what would you tell your manager how to do this? But they just had a resident leave who was very angry about, a problem within the unit, and they were getting screamed at or whatever. And then all of a sudden a new potential prospect resident comes in. How do you change? What do you tell them to change from just going through that experience to how they can are supposed to all of a sudden be uplifted and happy? What tips do you give?
Three: regroup, refine, and refocus. I stress that: regroup, refine, and refocus. The moment you're transitioning from somebody yelling at you, screaming at you, you are just scum of the earth, and then somebody who you never met before, that's key, never met, don't know nothing about, and you want to show them that bubbly side, you literally just instantly, hey, can I give you this guest card and I'm going to run to the bathroom? Or can I give you this guest card and I got something on my table I want to grab? While you're walking, just count to 10, regroup, refine, refocus, and then smile, pull yourself together and go out. It's really, my husband say this all the time, I'm transitioning from work to home. It's really the same thing. You know, when you're at work, your family did not cause that bad day. So you have to make sure that you're meeting them at a different place. It's the same way when you're being yelled and screamed at, and then now a future resident come in. You have to know they did not just cause that. And I have one thing I want to say about that before we transition to something else. I want to make sure that even when you're getting yelled at by a customer, whether it's their fault, no, whoever, right? Please still follow up. Please still call Miss Jane and say, hey, Miss Jane, this is Tierra calling from ABC Management Company. I know you were in here earlier and you were upset, but I just want to make sure, is there anything else I can do? I just want to let you know when the vendor was coming, and I just want to make sure that you can talk to me in the future. Mm-hmm. That person will probably have guilt, or maybe not, for being who they were earlier in the day.
Right.
But still follow up with them just to let them know that you're not holding that personally.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. There's a lot more we can talk about with this topic, but I do want to transition. And you had mentioned that you started out as a leasing agent and in the business, a couple of years ago. And and I got to tell you that out of the over 300 people I've had on the show, I always ask the question, how you get in the business? And probably all but two of them have said they started out as leasing agents. So it's a very common way to get into the multifamily business. But you've done a lot more since that time.
Yes.
We've got a few minutes left. Tell everybody a little bit about what you're doing with your company and your professional life, and then also with Hops.
Well, again, I started with TWG in 2011 as a manager. And I don't want to be biased, but that's the best company in the world, the best company. And I've grown and I've been with them 11 years and I'm almost probably the only employee that's been there that long outside of the owners. We are led by a phenomenal team and I'm so grateful for them because I feel like that's how I've been able to transition. And TWG is based out of Indianapolis, Indiana, and is developing construction and management. So it's a great, great organization. I've been in Indianapolis for about 13 years. Me and my family come from South Bend, Indiana, wonderful husband and five kids. One just graduated college, two in college and another one gone. And then the baby is 12. So very, 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 very busy. Back in 2012, I created HOPS, helping other people succeed. I was a teenage mom. And so statistically, my kids, they're probably finishing a sentence when they hear this. I wasn't supposed to amount to anything. And, you know, God had other plans for me. So I was so excited about that. And it started off as giving back. And I wanted to make a difference. And that's something that I still do. I still have, I recently started HOPS charity. And so every Wednesday we go and we give back. But I also have the business side of it. I go into organizations and I help with their employee retention. I do customer service trainings. I hold website interventions just for people to understand different websites, tricks and cons, pros and cons. I do taxes there. We are at HOPS a trick of all trades. And it is phenomenal. And I'm so excited about the growth. And then, of course, my property management experience, like you said, Paul, over 20 years. So a lot of times people ask me to come in and they evaluate and we look at how we can bring more to their company or what strategies that maybe they should not have at the company. And again, I always tell clients when I come in, I am looking at it from an outsider and I'm going to always stress customer service. Yes, we can talk about the budgets. Yes, we can talk about the retentions, but I'm always, always, always going to stress starting from customer service. So,
what's the best way for someone to reach you if they wanted to?
You can reach me at www.hops.com or you can reach me on Instagram at hops.tierra.dotson. And you can also call me at 317-795-6846.
Okay, well, fantastic. We're going to definitely have you back on again with some more topics in the future. We're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.